you don't pay your debit card off in time, they're going to charge you a 20% interest rate. So, I, you know, and it's not government. To be fair, it's not a government loan. It's a tool that they're using, and there's other options available. So, you know, I hate to say this, I don't have an opinion one way or the other. I really don't. I mean, I don't say I don't care, because I do care. I want the people represented properly. But it goes back to, it's not my job to tell somebody what interest rate they can or can't get and how much money they can finance and if they can get themselves in personal debt. Just like anybody telling me that I can't get, if I want to go buy a car and then go buy a solar power and go buy a new house and go on vacation and I can't afford it, that's my problem.
One company that's had some recent success, Commissioner, and I encourage you, Mike Elam is the president of the St. Charles County Council. We've been active there now since the end of December. I think that'd be a good reference for you to give the St. Charles County County Council president a call.
But to finish what I was saying, on the flip side, I don't want there to be anything deceptive. I don't want there to be anything misrepresented. I don't know what was presented in 2012. I do know Mr. Childers. I know he's influential, like you said. He's well respected. Commissioner Schofield last week did make the comment that we could always readopt it. So if it comes down to where there's somebody in the community or development of some kind, and Jonas, you would know better than most as far as, hey, we could go after these types of whatever, and the PACE program would fit this perfectly, then we could readopt it. I don't know if it's that simple or not. I think it was presented to us as it would be that simple. So, to be honest with you, I think you guys are well versed, knowledgeable, not presenting anything that's unethical, immoral. I believe you're above reproach. I don't have any issues at all with what you guys have presented. I think there's some vendettas or personal issues, maybe. I shouldn't say personal issues. I think there's some... I think there's other fights against it that shouldn't matter. But I guess my position is I really don't see it being beneficial or not beneficial. I mean, it's another tool in the toolbox. But if it could possibly cause some harm, let's get rid of that tool. If it doesn't, then let's not get rid of that tool.
There's
so,
been no evidence of harm.
Right.
In all the counties where that we are active.
And, and to sit there and say 99%, it's a good thing for you guys to be able to put out, and it's a good thing for people opposing it to say, well, of course they're going to pay their taxes, but then you say that's a better percentage rate than what the actual collection of taxes is.
Right.
Then it goes back to the vetting process, and if they're going to be able to pay their taxes that much, then that means they can probably get financing through another tool.
Sure.
I mean, so if you're able to pay your taxes and have solar and all those types of things, then you're more than likely you can go to the bank and get a better interest rate than PACE.
Yeah, this is another financing option. Why I want to use it is because I would like to put solar on my home and finance it over 20 years,
not have to worry about your interest rate going up.
Right.
And then, or a big balloon payment or whatever. You can budget it. Your amount goes down, and you can still utilize your, like you said, your credit or your, it doesn't go against your debt to income ratio. I see pros and cons, and
just on one point, in all fairness, though, I would encourage you, if you're going to make compare and contrast, to choose some other community besides St. Charles. The economic activity and demographics compared to Taney County and St. Charles are vastly different.
Sure, I can give you other references.
So I think if you're going to look at something more rural.
I had a recent conversation there. Sorry.
Yeah.
You can talk to Lincoln Hall in Greene County.
Lincoln
Hall, sorry.
Gentlemen, I want to reference something that Commissioner Williams said. There is absolutely nothing personal in regard to you, in my opinion, on this. Nothing personal at all. You're a very nice person. I've met with you, and it is not personal. I'm strictly looking at it from a business point of view of the county, and I often say my customers, for the citizens here. I do not think that the county should be in this business. I do not. I think we support energy efficiency in every way, like I say, and we should look into it here in what we're responsible for, in the courthouse, what the county is responsible for. But I appreciate everyone has have to make a living. And the tools are out here now for the customers to investigate, to see. I don't want them to think that we, who they have put in this position, that we have checked it and are endorsing something that they should look at, should do, to make it an easy way. I'm going, unless they have any more discussion, I'm prepared to make a motion.
Yeah, Commissioner, I just want to say that today, where PACE really came from is because one out of six homeowners on an annual basis have some type of opportunity with a product that could be energy efficient. Three out of four times, they choose a less efficient option today. PACE was chosen as was developed as a product to help align the capital markets, those that have funds, with people that need funds to make energy efficient products. Typically, people choose the less efficient option because it is less expensive. This provides them the capital to make an investment in their property and finance it over with a fixed rate over the long term, over that useful life of the product. So that was really why it was developed, was because people weren't using resources available to them today to make improvements to the property with energy efficiency.
I'm going to back on what Commissioner Williams said. That is the customer's choice. I have a choice right now.
Sure.
We're putting in a new heating and cooling unit. The person that's installing it that we trust has presented to us the cost of different ones according to energy efficiency.
Sure.
And so, just like you say, we have that choice to make. And so I can choose to go to the more energy efficient one installed. That's my choice.
Yeah.
And so I thank you. If there's any more discussion? With all the information presented and the position that I believe that the citizens have put me in to try to understand all sides of the issue. With that information, I make a motion to rescind the resolution number 212A and resolution number 212B called PACE, known as the Property Assessment Clean Energy Act. That's my motion.
Do we have a second? Any further discussion? Do you have any opinion? Like I said, I think that the we can always bring it back if there's a need for it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for coming down. How'd you guys hear about it? Was it on email or was it on
there's a news article?
News article about?
Yeah. I'd love to come back at any time and educate them. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.
Commissioner, can I just say that the City of Branson and City of Hollister are members, and so when we do get going, if there are projects that we still work with the county collector to make sure it's efficient for the county collector.
Do you have a card by chance?
I've got one in my car. Can I hear you?
Sure. Nope. Thank you. Well, I just have it for our records and spelling for everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
I figured you'd need that.
I got the first.
Purchase of equipment for transfer station.
Thank you. With the transfer station, we were looking for another piece of equipment other than a new backhoe to ultimately use in helping to pack and load trailers, not only with the existing building, but with the new structure also. We've had a machine, the 315 size, over there for the past week. Boys over there have been demoing it and checking on how it works, size-wise, reach, capabilities and whatnot. And they're pretty much fine with it. It doesn't have the attachment that we ultimately want to put on it. It's just got a standard bucket currently, but basically they're seeing how it works in there, and they're pretty well impressed. And it's a little bit big for the older building, but it will work well in once we get the newer building as far as size-wise. So.
Did you use that on Dunn Road?
We used a bigger machine, excavator, but okay. Yes, we used an excavator up there. We had a couple different ones up there.
But it wasn't a 315.
It was a bigger, bigger excavator. This is somewhat smaller than our biggest machines we have.
But it reaches in better than the 308 that big enough.
Reaches much better. The 308's two sizes smaller machine, which we currently have, we use for ditch cleaning and works well. They did try that size machine in the transfer station, and the thumb attachment kind of got in the way. Besides, it didn't have the reach and the weight capacity. When they packed, it lifted itself off the floor. So we were looking for something a little bit bigger, a little more maneuverable, and in that brochure, you'll see some attachments. We're looking for the contractor grapple, possibly to put on this, and that way they can pick up different debris, trash, small parts, or whatever.
You want to buy this on the NIPA bid?
That's what we'd like to do, is purchase it through this program.
Okay.
And it has a cost in there, and I want to work with Mr. Erickson and Dan Ostrander.
Has he looked at this yet?
Do what?
Has he looked at this yet?
Yes, I'll give him a copy of all this. I'm going to talk to him. He'll be back Wednesday.
So you needing our vote to purchase, or you needing our vote to look more into it? What do you need?
Needing your vote so we can go ahead and purchase. Now, with the budget, we have the money available to do this with our May budget. We have funds there available. Also, funds left over in the equipment purchase to ultimately do this too. So
you're saying you're going to also purchase a contractor's grapples?
Yeah. Okay. The bucket that's currently on it, we need a smaller bucket, smooth blade type bucket, and also the grapple. Pretty much the grapple will be the attachment they'll use the most.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see in there they also make a trash grapple, but investigation of it won't do what we want to as far as packing. It has an extra pivoting pins and cylinders and auxiliary hydraulics for maneuvering that. But
move to approve purchase of a model 315 FHT as presented per the NIPA contract.
Second for discussion.
We have a second. It's a discussion.
The price, the $184,500, does that include the, you said this doesn't have the attachment on it that you wanted. Does that include that attachment? It's just not on what you're trying out.
Yes, this will include that.
Thank you.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Is there anything else?
Yeah.
Grant?
I said, is there anything else on the purchase of equipment?
No, that was it.
Because it just says purchase of equipment, what about the trailer that burned? Are we going to be able to
The trailer, we are purchasing a third trailer. Our insurance has paid off on that one, so we did get a third one ordered through the same.
So we'll